overriding theme that pulls all of these poems together in this book?
It wasn't something that I knew I was doing when I was writing the poems, but afterwards I could definitely see that the domesticity was a big one. And just being with the children, hearing the repetitions, and the way time feels, I guess.
So that was where you were at when you were...
That's where I was at when I was writing the book, yeah, because I was doing it in sort of small increments all the time, and always... That's a cat.
Who's that?
That's Becca. She's coming over to visit you. Yeah, so that was always, even if I was thinking about other stuff, it seemed that that was one of the big themes that keeps showing up.
And is that typical for you, that as you're working, you're sort of gathering the bits of your life around you?
Yeah, I think it's changed a lot over time. I used to be much more, because of where I lived, I think, I would be much more just absorbing other things around me. And, well, maybe it's always been the same. But the things that are around me have changed.
Right.
Yeah, so here it's a little bit slower. And yeah.
Tell me about what you might have had to struggle with when you were writing this book.
My fear is that I'm repeating myself a lot, or that I've already written the stuff that I'm writing before, or that it's just not, you know, that they're not solid poems. And one of the biggest things to overcome is just that feeling, is just that it's not worthwhile. And so, the only way around that, I find, is to give it to other people. And if they're honest, to get their response. And that was sort of how I saw, okay. Which is funny, because I don't write with other people necessarily in mind. But other people definitely shape them into valid poems in a way.
That's interesting. I don't think I've heard of a poet sort of bouncing his or her work off of people.
Yeah.
It seems such a personal process.
Yeah. And it is, but I think because it is so personal, and because for me the writing is it's really important, but in terms of how I live my life, it's definitely not the primary thing happening for me every day, that I sort of lose, sometimes I lose my feeling of understanding what I'm doing. And so the editorial response, or just the response at all, is really important to me.